Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's great to be with you. We are live on X, on Facebook, on YouTube, and we are live on 104.1 FM and 1120 AM and the Odyssey app and anywhere you can find KMOX radio. We're everywhere is basically what I'm telling you. And we cover all sports. The only guest I guess we don't have right now is something from St. Louis City SC. Would that be right, Drew? We'll kind of lock that in as we go along. Lutz Fantasy was such a great weekly guest for us.
It's awesome.
I know they're in transition there, both coach and sporting director. So we'll be watching them closely. They lost last night to LAFC 3-0. But joining us, he is a fixture. Whenever there is a big story in golf, we go straight to him. We're going to talk baseball, college football, hockey, racing, and of course, lots and lots of stuff coming for the Cardinals next week, including a John Mozeliak press conference at noon on Monday that we'll carry live, Heim Bloom Tuesday morning at 10 that we'll carry live. Right now, we're carrying live Dan Reardon, our senior golf editor. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Tom. I'm celebrating the fact that I chose not to exercise my credential and be in New York.
What the heck is going on up there? Let me start with this, and then I'll let you go, because I witnessed it, and so did you, at Bethpage in 2019 at the PGA Championship. I walked inside the ropes with Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka, of all people, and you know, followed them around. They were actually playing against each other, and they weren't on the final day, and not in the same foursome. DJ was trying to catch Koepka, if I recall, but they were receiving all kinds of heckling from the crowd. Two American players, mind you. I mean, at one point, somebody yelled out, "Paulina, where's Paulina?" to DJ, and he stopped in the middle of his swing and before he addressed the ball and said, "Can you please stop?" And Koepka, of course, was getting heckled because people don't like Koepka. American players. Now you have Europeans who are dominating the United States in the Ryder Cup. I knew it was going to be rough on them, Dan. I did not think it would get that ugly as it did yesterday.
Joel Beal from Golf Digest spent 9 holes with Rory yesterday detailing the abuse that he was getting from the crowd. This was not heckling. This was not cheering. This was vile behavior with language that is never going to be repeated anywhere on the air. And sadly, 8 years ago, I directly warned Rory of this circumstance. You know that I've talked on the air that I spent 2 days on the course at Hazeltine with Rory. I apologized to his fiance on Saturday. After the U.S. won at Hazeltine in the European press conference, I apologized in that conference to Rory as an American. And I said, "This is going to get worse. What can we do about it?" And Rory said, "You know, these people have been out on the course from 8 in the morning drinking until late in the afternoon. These kinds of things are happening. This was not drinking. This was just vile, unprecedented behavior, not just in golf, but anywhere in sports."
It's unbelievable. And what did they say? Of course, we're not going to repeat it, as Dan said, but I'll tell you, there were homophobic slurs. There was, of course, jokes about Shane Lowry's weight, which seems very light compared to what Rory received. There were chants that started with F, directly at Rory. I mean, do people understand that Rory McIlroy, who just won the Masters and was universally applauded by everyone in America and who spends a lot of his time living in the United States in Jupiter, Florida, likes America? I just don't get it. What in the world are people thinking?
Well, you know, in addition to that, in his pre-tournament press conference, Rory raved about how privileged he felt to be living in the U.S., that he always wanted to visit this country and never realized what a great country it is and how fortunate we are to live in this country. But that doesn't change the fact that, you know, they turned 50,000 people loose on Long Island. And, you know, I didn't want to be in New York because I didn't want to be around New Yorkers on the golf course, Tom. You saw a small sample size in 2019, and it's going to get worse unless they come up with a solution. And I can't tell you what that solution is.
It's stupid. It really is to show up at a golf course and think that you're going to, I don't even know what to compare it to. I really don't. I mean, you think about the ugliest, toughest, roughest, craziest sports out there. They're not like that. And this is golf, for crying out loud. And anyway, the golf has been absolutely dominated by the Europeans. Hats off to them for playing under not only under those circumstances, for just flat out playing great from the get-go on Friday morning, Dan.
And without
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Question and give them all the correct credit they deserve. They've done everything they were supposed to do and more than that. But I need to remind everybody that unlike any other sport, golf is played against the golf course. And what alarmed me, and then I realized what the issue was, is the Americans did not play good golf. If you saw any of the golf on Friday, not only do the Europeans perform, the Americans underperformed. And that's not the first time. It's actually the second time. The exact same thing played out in Rome 2 years ago. And, you know, I think I know the reason for that now, Tom. I think I have the answer. And they have a structural problem they're not going to be able to solve. You know, Paul McGinley talked on the air that the Europeans were really well prepared over the last 2 years. No, they were really well prepared over the last 4 weeks. The last 4 weeks is when the Tour Championship took place. And the Americans made a token appearance at Napa, and they played in basically a spring training game, and they were not prepared to tee off on day one of the Ryder Cup. The Europeans, in the meantime, played in the Irish Open, one of the biggest open championships on the DP Tour, and the following week they played in the BMW PGA Championship, one of the biggest tournaments on the European Tour, and Rory won that with a magnificent eagle on the final hole to get into a playoff and win it. They came in sharp form. They were ready to play golf. The Americans were ready, they thought, but you can't get ready without playing competitively. And that's the way it's locked in, because the PGA Tour's final event is the last weekend in August. The Ryder Cup is the last weekend in September. And you can't fill that interval with competition for the Americans. And you're going to see the same thing in Ireland 2 years from now. And you're going to see the same thing at Hazeltine 4 years from now, unless they figure out a way to get those Americans sharp. We saw Scottie Scheffler cut his hand at the beginning of the year and didn't find form until after the Masters. And they expect these players to shut it down in August and show up on the first day. They played better yesterday than they did on Friday. They played the course better than they did on Friday. And they'll play better today. Don't expect the Europeans to win 70% of the matches today, go out and win 9 of the 12 matches. Gradually, the U.S. will come back a little bit to form. But this is a structural problem, and they've got big problems going forward.
Back to the Ryder Cup and the decorum there, the atmosphere there. Final thing for Dan is that I'm not sure that we ever get a Ryder Cup. I would never say never. We're going to have the President's Cup here in 2030. We've had the Ryder Cup here in 1971 at Old Orson Country Club back when the United States played Great Britain, and Lee Trevino and Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer, just part of that U.S. team that won back in 1971. But Belle Reve has held its fair share of events. We're going to have the BMW Championship next year. The PGA Championship, Tiger Woods raved about the galleries and how they treated everyone, as boisterous as they were. I have to anticipate that some good showings are coming here. I just would never see a St. Louis crowd doing that.
I think what we saw is, and I'm sorry to say, I think what we saw is more New York than it is Ryder Cup. Mm-hmm. And I think that literally the Irish will be revved up at Adair, and the Minnesotans will be revved up at Hazeltine. But I don't think, you know, I think the next big problem they face is that the U.S. Open goes to Shinnecock, and you might get traces of that once again on Long Island.
Be well, my friend. Always great to hear your analysis. I'm glad you're at home and not at Bethpage in that circus.
Both of us are like that, Tom. Thank you very much. Enjoyed it.
Take care. Dan Reardon with us on KMOX. We'll take a break. You talk about great crowds. That was not the case at the Ryder Cup, but it was the case across college football. What fun was that yesterday? Unbelievable. We'll be talking all about it. Plus, Wrigley Field, what happened there yesterday with Ollie Marmol. We're going to get into that a little bit, but a lot of college football coming up next on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.